Today, the Biden administration's Department of Health and Human Services announced a new policy that LGBTQ people are protected from discrimination in healthcare. This effectively reverses a Trump-era rule that said that LGBTQ people were not protected, which itself was a reversal of an Obama-era rule. This is all a little head-spinning, so we have asked NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin to untangle it for us. Hey, Selena.
Hi, Elsa.
So just break this down for us. All of this comes down to the meaning of sex discrimination, right?
Yeah, that's right. So under Obama, HHS issued a rule that said in the Affordable Care Act, in section 1557, which says you can't discriminate against people on the basis of sex, we're going to add the words including sexual orientation and gender identity. President Trump comes in and issues a new rule to take those words away, to get back to the, quote, plain meaning of the word sex. But now the landscape has changed. Last year, the Supreme Court's Bostock decision found that sex discrimination does apply to people's sexual orientation and gender identity. So the Biden administration is today saying, given that Supreme Court ruling, we're changing our policy. We're going to consider LGBTQ people protected in healthcare effective immediately.
But wait, the Trump administration rule is still technically on the books, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. There is a formal process for rolling back an administrative rule. It takes months. I asked Robin Sue Frabosi, the acting director of HHS's Office for Civil Rights, if they plan to go through that formal rulemaking process. And she told me they're actively considering it. And several health law experts I talked to today expect that's what they'll do.
Okay, so what does all of this ultimately mean for LGBTQ people? Like, what is different for them now?
Well, in some ways, this is about the federal government messaging that they're taking LGBTQ discrimination seriously. The Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, the Department of Housing and Urban Development all have issued memoranda along similar lines. And that message can be powerful. For example, if someone has been avoiding getting medical care because of the fear of discrimination, this might encourage them to go. And if people do feel that they've been discriminated against by a doctor or another provider, this gives them an invitation to bring a complaint to the HHS's Office for Civil Rights. And you might remember in the Trump administration, that office was very much focused on religious freedom complaints. Then Director Roger Severino said they were open for business to receive those kind of complaints. So today I asked the current acting director of the office, Frabosi, if today's announcement is sending a similar message about LGBTQ discrimination complaints.
To answer your question directly, yes, we are open for business.
And now the office has a bit of a bigger budget, a 24% increase, she says, to enforce this new policy.
Okay, well, how does this intersect with all the state laws across the country related to transgender youth and their access to health care? I mean, is that clear yet?
The short answer is no, not yet. I asked Dr. Rachel Levine about that today, and she is the Assistant Secretary for Health at HHS and the first openly transgender person to be confirmed to a federal post by the U.S. Senate.
I think that there'll need to be a significant legal analysis about how this guidance and this change in rules interacts with those laws.
Well, what has been the reaction so far to this policy change?
Some conservative groups, including the Heritage Foundation, decried the move and said it was wrongly applying the Supreme Court's Bostock decision. The American Medical Association praised it, as did the ACLU and Lambda Legal. But those groups also urged the Biden administration to go further and formally undo the Trump-era rule.
That is NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin. Thank you, Selena.
Thank you.